Emily Meggett got a book deal at the age of 89. It's a book about her cooking. NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Siolkas traveled to South Carolina's Lowcountry to get a taste.
Edisto Island is a beautiful, quiet community of about 2,000 people, nearly an hour's drive south of Charleston. The roads are framed by massive oak trees draped with Spanish moss. There's a tang of sea salt in the air. Ms. Emily Meggett is known far and wide as the matriarch of Edisto.
Go right to that drawer, right to get a spoon.
I'm with her in her cozy home kitchen, where she's going to teach me how to make a local classic, shrimp and grits with gravy. As she chops up some salt pork to get us started, I ask her what's the first thing she remembers making as a girl?
Grits. Grits and the salt pork right here.
Ms. Emily is Gullah Geechee. Her community's ancestors were enslaved people from West and Central Africa. In their insulated locations throughout the coastal areas of the Carolinas, Georgia, and Florida, they managed to preserve much of their rich culture, language, and music. Her cookbook is called Gullah Geechee Home Cooking. Right now, Ms. Emily is focused on making her gravy. Salt pork, onion, flour, and some seasoning salt. That's it.
Now you watch me every step of the way.
She's stirring the pot constantly with her favorite spoon. This virtuoso in the kitchen doesn't bother with a whisk. Still, her gravy is as smooth as silk.
I'm from the old school. And people would, you know, you add things to see how that's going to taste. But sometimes I think they jazz it up too much. This is a tradition, how I learned how to cook it. Wash the grits, wash your meat, fry your meat, put your onion in there, put your flour in there, make your gravy, and your seasoning. Nothing else. That's your tradition.
Some of Ms. Emily's other recipes are intensely local, too, like her delicious Benny wafers, sweet little cookies made with local sesame seeds. Benny seeds were brought over from West Africa by enslaved people and became an important staple in their hidden gardens. Ms. Emily's family kept their own gardens at home. They grew their own vegetables, beans, and fruit. They raised hogs, chickens, and other livestock. They fished and hunted.
So we even had our own rice pond when I was growing up.
Ms. Emily's ancestors, like other enslaved people brought to the Carolinas, were expert rice cultivators. And rice remains foundational in Ms. Emily's cooking. She says if anyone's going to try only two recipes in her book, it's two Gullah Geechee staples.
The red rice and the hoppinchon.
Her beloved late husband, Jesse, grew up nearby, too, in a two-room cabin that previous generations had lived in as enslaved people. In 2017, that cabin was relocated to Washington, D.C., where it's now on permanent display at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Ms. Emily, whom friends around the island call MP, recounts plenty of family stories as well as her own complex history in Gullah Geechee home cooking.
When I came along, I guess I was the last of the slaves, because when I went out to babysit, I got $1.25 from 8 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that was in the '50s.
Not long after, her mother told her she had to choose. She could either work in the fields or she could become a cook for wealthy white families. One of those was the Dodge family from Maine, and Ms. Emily cooked for them for 45 years.
And then when I went over to the Dodge house, a week's pay was $11.13 a week. And every year, it went up $1.03. I start from the bottom of the barrel. Up to this time, I think I did good for myself and also my children, because if I wasn't taught what to do and how to do it, then I couldn't have taught my children.
And those recipes are imprinted in her memory.
That's how I cook. I cook by my brain and my hand and my heart.
Heart is a big word with Ms. Emily. She has always looked after Edisto. When the side door into her kitchen is open, folks know they can stop in for a plate of hot food. Cooking, for Ms. Emily, is about sharing history. And as she says in her book, food is one of the most important ways we can take care of each other. That was the whole impetus for her cookbook.
A lot of time he has a treasure in our head, and we would die and go to heaven and take that treasure with us. And why can't we just share it with somebody else here? I will get more out of that to share it.
Gretchen Smith is the director of the Edisto Island Historic Preservation Society. She's thrilled that her good friend Emily Meggett is attracting so much attention with her cookbook.
It's just got so much more than recipes in the book. It's stories, it's anecdotes, it's the culture of the Gullah community. And it's not just a cookbook by any means. And I think that's what really has ignited the interest in it.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the gravy's ready.
All right, now you see what I put in there? I didn't put no celery, no bell pepper, no tomato, or no other.
At nearly the last moment, she sautés the shrimp in a separate skillet. They're done in just a couple of minutes, and she quickly folds them into the sauce.
If you make the gravy and put the shrimp in there to cook, it makes it tough. Now you taste the gravy. Hot now.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
You got a crunch of the shrimp.
She's absolutely right. The shrimp are firm and meaty, with almost a bit of a snap to them still. Finally, this tantalizing dish is ready, and you will never leave Miss Emily's house without getting fed.
The whole entire world. The whole entire world. It don't be a day pass by that somebody don't stop by here that don't get something to eat.
As soon as the shrimp and grits are ready, we gather over the kitchen table for a moment of prayer, holding hands in communion. Ms. Emily says grace.
Thank you for family and friend. These and all other blessings I'm asking in your son.
And then we feast together. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News.